This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا الصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح حيّ على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we thank Him and we seek His forgiveness. And we rely upon Him for any and everything. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. And we seek refuge in Him from the evil inclinations of ourselves and the negative consequences of our actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلُهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. For whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah azza wa jal misguides, none can guide. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness with full conviction that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal. He is one and He has absolutely no partner. And I also bear witness with full conviction that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last and final messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, have that taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that He truly deserves. And do not die except in the state of submissiveness as Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. O people, have that taqwa, that mindfulness, that fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who has created you from a single person. And from him he created his spouse, and from them both he created many men and women. And have that taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one from whom you demand your mutual rights and those of kin. Indeed, Allah azza wa jal is overlooking everything that you do. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O you who believe, have that taqwa, that mindfulness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and say that which is true and just. For Allah Azza wa Jal will rectify your affairs and forgive your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, they're the ones who have achieved true victory. Amma ba'd, fa'inna khayra al-kalami kalamullah, wa khayra al-hadi, hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he mentions that my uncle Anas ibn Nadr, he said that he missed the battle of Badr because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give the companions enough time to prepare, because they wanted to get the upper hand and go and raid a caravan. Therefore, he didn't give them enough time to prepare. And whoever was ready, they had to go. And the rest is history. And the people who participated in Badr became legends. So much so that they are considered to be the best of the companions after the 10 who were promised Jannah. And Anas ibn Nadr, he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says that the first battle that you engage with the polytheists, I was absent from it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us to witness another battle, then you will see what I'm going to do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for them that they were going to meet the mushrikun in the battle of Uhud. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid out the strategy for them. He appointed 50 archers to be on the mountain and gave them very specific instruction that don't leave your positions no matter what. And as they saw that they were getting the upper hand, these archers, they left their positions. Khalid ibn Walid, he takes advantage of them, of this shortcoming of theirs. And now the tables turn. And they push the Muslims. And an incident happened in that moment where Mus'ab ibn Umair, who was the one who was holding the standard up, and if the standard drops, you know you're in trouble. And when Mus'ab ibn Umair was killed, the one who killed him shouts, and he says, Muhammad is dead. Now you imagine being from the companions, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beloved to you than yourself, than your family, than everything that you possess. And you hear the news that he died. How are you going to respond? How do you think they responded? They were shocked. Some of them froze and sat down. Some of them decided to run away. But there was Anas ibn Nadr, seeing this situation, looking at the panic and chaos that's there. And he says, Oh Allah, I am free from what these people are doing. And then he says, I also reject what the mushrikun are doing. And he starts going towards the battlefield. And Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is there, who is moving past him. And he tells Sa'd, Al-Jannah. My goal is Jannah. I see Jannah. Wa Rabbin Nadr. Inni ajidu rihaha duna Uhud. That I can smell the fragrance of Jannah coming from Uhud. And some of the scholars, they say that he actually smelt the fragrance of Jannah. Others say that his determination was so strong, he could see Jannah in front of him. And he goes and he fought so bravely and he died in this battle. 80 something wounds on his body from swords, arrows, spears. So much so that they mutilated his body, they couldn't even recognize who it was. Until his sister came and recognized a mark that he had on one of his fingers. And Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, we would look at him and his other companions, and we knew that the verse مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ, that from the believers are those men who were true to the promise that they made to Allah Azza wa Jal, the promise to fight for his sake, the promise to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the promise to stay firm upon that path until they leave this world. Anas ibn Nadr, he knew his goal. He knew his purpose. He knew where he was going. And if you look at the billionaires and the millionaires and those who are successful, and if they were to lay out the principles of success for us, what would they say? It always starts with, you have to be clear. You need clarity in terms of where you're going. If you're not clear, then you're going to see problems within the organization. You need competence. You need to upgrade your skill level. You need concentration. You got to be focused on where you're going. You can't be distracted by things. You need to understand the constraints that's there as well. What are those distractions that distract you, that gets in the way from you to go towards your purpose and your success? You need continuous and never-ending improvement to keep learning, stay ahead of the market, be ahead of the curve, know where the trouble areas are coming from. You need commitment, that determination to never give up no matter the obstacles and setbacks that comes. And you need courage to keep going, to take risks, to do what other people don't want to do. Mark Cuban, he said, the reason why people fail is because of a lack of brains. They're not willing to learn, they're not willing to understand, and then the lack of effort as well, that they're not willing to put in the hours and their determination and requirement that's there in order to actually make it. My dear brothers and sisters, if we took these principles and we flipped it and we applied it to our goal of Jannah, the ultimate goal, what would we say? Are we clear about what Jannah is? Am I willing to do it day in, day in, day out to get to that destination? Or am I just cruising along? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about Jannah in Surah As-Safat, and he mentions some of the bliss and enjoyment that's there from the fruits and the drink and the companions, and how that they had a friend who used to misguide them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from that person, and the person recognizes the blessing that they're in. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say towards the end? He says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that indeed this is the greatest victory that's there. The ultimate success is for a person to be free, to be moved away far, far from the hellfire, and to be entered into Jannah. That is the ultimate success. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ, for the likes of this, let the people work towards. This is where the effort should be going. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ, is that bliss a better accommodation for the person or the tree of Zaqqum? What is the tree of Zaqqum? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a drop of it were to fall in this world, it would ruin the livelihood of every single person. Just one single drop would ruin the livelihood of all of us. And then he said, then what about for the person who this is going to be their food? People are motivated by different things. Some people, the pleasure of making it to Jannah motivates them, gets them up to do the right thing. But there's other people who, they don't really care about the pleasure that's there. But what terrifies them is failing. The fear of Jahannam moves other people to take action. And every day, doesn't matter, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone is going out. Everyone deals with the difficulties of life, the challenges that comes with it, to earn a livelihood, to take care of their families, to go through the ins and outs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي, that, O human being, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ, that you are laboring, striving, going out day in and day out, doing the deeds, whether good or bad. And eventually, where does this path lead to? All the paths lead to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are going to meet Him, and you are going to meet that which you did. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, and as for the one who gets their book of deeds in their right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, they're the ones who are going to be taken into an easy and swift account. Because everyone has their sins and nobody needs to be asked about their sins, because if we are, we're not going to make it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them their shortcomings and overlook it. And they will return to their families in Jannah. Masrura, excited. And this is an understatement to even say that what are they going towards? Something that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart can even comprehend. And if you look at today's day and age, the special effects that's there, and with the age of AI, and the level of creativity that we can put forth is out of this world. No matter how creative you and I get, Jannah is still beyond that. The pleasures of Jannah is still beyond that. And in this world, you're excited in the beginning, but then you get used to it, and it becomes very normal. But in Jannah, it doesn't work like that. It just gets better and better and better. That you and I have to fall in love with Jannah. We have to fall in love with Islam. We have to fall in love with Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to fall in love with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That it penetrates our heart. And then all day and all night, I dream about Jannah. And that makes me move towards it. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when He told us to move towards Jannah, what did He say? He said, walk towards it, crawl towards it, jog towards it. He says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That rush towards it, compete with other people. Don't let other people outdo you in your pursuit of Jannah. Don't hesitate, don't wait. Don't wait for tomorrow to come, but now. Now is the time to move and rush towards Jannah. To the forgiveness of your Lord. And gardens, that the width of it alone is greater than the heavens and the earth. If that's the width, then what about the height? أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is prepared for the muttaqun. The ones who have that taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who have that mindfulness of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ones who adhere to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the ones who stay away from His prohibitions. And when we look at the Qur'an and we see the descriptions of the people of Jannah, and we have to make ourselves uncomfortable, because then we'll move, then we'll take action, then we'll be determined to make a change. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla is describing them, we have to ask ourselves, is He talking about me? Am I from those people that Allah has promised Jannah? Do I embody those characteristics? Do I move the way they move? Do I do things the way that they do it? Or do I have work to do? Do I have to bring those qualities within my life? And we all have our shortcomings. But we're moving for a higher purpose. We're created for a higher purpose. We're not created for this world alone. But we're created to be in the best place. So we have to get excited about Jannah. Gotta learn about Jannah. Gotta dream about Jannah. And when you look and you read about it and you see the bounty that's there, anything you can desire, anything you can desire, everyone has their preferences, you get to do. And you don't get bored of it. You wanna do more. And it's just enjoyment after enjoyment. No labor, no pain, no tears, no blood, no difficulties. And if you imagine that and all the wonderful things that's there, there's something that's still better. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. That those who do good, who strive to do good, they get Jannah, they get a good life in this world. And more as well. What is this more? More, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the people of Jannah are in Jannah, and the people of the hellfire are in the hellfire, a caller in Jannah is going to call and say, that, O people of Jannah, you have an appointment with your Lord, He wants something to give you. And the people of Jannah, when they hear this, they say, Ya Allah, Didn't you already give us everything? You made our scales heavy. You brightened our faces. You entered us into Jannah. You protected us from the hellfire. What more is there? What more could there potentially be? And that's when the veil will be lifted between them and their Creator. And they will get to see Allah Azza wa Jal. And nothing will be more beloved to them than looking at Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Jannah. May He give us that bounty to meet Him, to look at Him, and to do the deeds that allow us to get to the highest level of Firdaus. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's a story about a young man, and he says that I used to work as a driver in Jeddah. So I used to take people from Jeddah to Medina and back. And it used to get really intense during Hajj season, Ramadan, spring break. This is when people would come a lot. There was an opportunity to make a lot of money. I wanted to make it so that my life would be set. But I can't stay up 24/7. I have to sleep, can't continue working. So he decided, you know what, I'm going to take some stimulants, take some pills. And then he said, while I was doing this, I would be able to stay up for 3 to 5 days nonstop, just working back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he said, I did this for about 2 years. And I made a lot of money. And I thought, you know what, now it's good. I can take it easy now. I've worked hard enough. I have a lot. It's time to start taking it easy. And he said, I decided, you know, I'm going to go on one last trip and then take a little bit of a break. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had other plans. That as I took these passengers with me, we're going towards Medina, this car passed me at an intense speed, as if this person was crazy the way they were driving. And I feared for the worst. And he said, as this car passes me, it goes further, I see it start to flip. And as it's flipping, it ejects the driver. And he's done. And he said, I stopped and I froze. And I was stunned by what I just saw. And then I came back to my senses when I heard the passengers saying, they were saying, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Then he said, then I thought, you know, what if that was me? How would it be if I met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no salah, no ibadah, no fear of Him? What would be my condition? I've seen so many accidents, but this one hit differently. He said, I couldn't move for 3 hours. And then I finally went and I dropped him to Medina. And then he said he goes back, and on his way back he prays Maghrib and Isha. He said, I never prayed before that. Can you imagine somebody going from Jeddah to Medina, back to Jeddah for a period of 2 years, and never had the opportunity to set foot in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And he goes home to his wife, and she meets him, and she sees the look on his face, and she knows something happens, and she starts screaming at him, that didn't I tell you that you're going to destroy yourself because of these pills? How long are you going to continue this for? Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your life and enters you into the hellfire. And he broke down crying and saying, oh Allah, I turn back to you. I seek your forgiveness. And you know, sometimes you can fake it in order to fool people, but then other times people truly recognize when you're genuine and sincere. And his wife recognized that he was sincere and genuine at this moment. And he said, I went to sleep. And I saw a dream in which I had these companies and houses and money, and I was a millionaire. And then all of a sudden, the scene shifts, and I see myself looking at graves, looking for that young man who passed away. Now, what's his condition? And then I suddenly woke up, and I went, and I prayed Qiyam al-Layl, went to the masjid, prayed Salatul Fajr,
And he said, from that day onwards, I decided that I was never going to go back to that lifestyle. I made a change. I went to seek ilm. I went and worshiped Allah Azza wa Jal. I benefited myself. And he said, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me to what true happiness is. Now, a lot of times, you know, when we hear stories of near-death experiences, maybe some of you have gone through it. We see the death of a family member, the difficulties that happens across the world, and it moves us and it pushes us. But then we don't make that change. We're not able to sustain that change. Because we're human beings at the end of the day, we forget. We lose track of what's important. So how do we make that change? How do we take it to another level? The first thing is that we have to get excited about Jannah. We have to make it our purpose. And day in and day out, to do what it takes to make it to Jannah, to learn about it, to take ourselves into account that, am I doing the things that's going to make me get there? And to be consistent upon that path. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ, that they are resilient and patient seeking the bounty of their Lord. When it's difficult, when there's sickness, when there's loss of job, when there's setbacks, when there's relationship struggles, when there's difficulty around the world, they keep doing it day in and day out. And they have other qualities as well. And what happens to them? جَنَّاتُ عَدْنِ يَدْخُلُونَهَا, that these wonderful gardens and beyond what you and I can imagine, they will enter into it. Not just them though. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ, and even those who rectify their conditions from their fathers, from their spouses, from their children. A family reunion, all your loved ones will be together on that day. But we have to decide and then act on that decision. The same principles that you hear day in and day out, that people say is, this is how you succeed. We have to apply it to our faith as well. That is the ultimate purpose. That is the ultimate success. I have to fall in love with it, to think of it day in and day out and work towards that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Jannah. May He forgive our sins and our shortcomings. May He liberate our brothers and sisters across the world, give them goodness, give them peace, give them protection. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. Just a quick announcement that we are excited to announce the Sustainer Donor Registration Drive and invite you to be part of this noble campaign. This is also one of the ways that we can build our account with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be from the people of Jannah. And there's going to be a table outside, so please make sure you, on your way out, that you go and you check it out and you also become one of the sustainers of this wonderful community. Aqim as-salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا. Please train the lines, close the gaps.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنبوئنهم من الجنة غرفا تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها، نعم أجر العاملين. الذين صبروا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وكأين من دابة لا تحمل رزقها الله يرزقها وإياكم، وهو السميع العليم. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون، وفواكه مما يشتهون، كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون، إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to your masjid on this beautiful day, the 27th. We're excited to announce our sustainer donor registration drive and invite you to be part of this noble campaign to support your masjid. You can learn more via the QR code being displayed or visit our team in the lobby. If you're in a hurry, we can just take down your name, phone number, and email address. Jazakum Allahu khairan for your generous support and for being a part of this blessed effort. Many programs will be taking a break, including tonight's Friday night program, to allow our amazing volunteers and staff a chance to focus on family and rejuvenation. Check the calendar and our newsletter email for the latest on which programs will be continuing and or starting back up later. The IAR is delighted to announce the start of a new Islamic school at its Page Road campus for next school year, inshallah. The school will be called Al Iman School at Page and will be a collaborative effort. To learn more, visit our website, RaleighMasjid.org. Jazakum Allahu Khairan. Enjoy this lovely week. Wassalamu alaikum.